Gypsy Rose is officially back to the streets. Clap it up for Gypsy Rose, y'all. Yup, it's TMZ Verified the Podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
What up, y'all?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. I feel like this is a good Thursday.
It really is.
Because our prayers have been answered.
We're so happy about this. You have no idea.
Gypsy Rose is officially back to the streets. Clap it up for Gypsy Rose, y'all. It's just us.
I'm so excited.
We should probably not be clapping about this situation, but Gypsy Rose.
No, I'm clapping for her happiness.
Okay. Gypsy Rose and her husband, Ryan Anderson, have seemingly separated. We saw her literally in the streets days later.
I love this.
We're going to tell y'all about that. Also, Drake Bell, who has been a topic of conversation just because of the Quiet on Set documentary that came out a few weeks ago. He did an interview with the Not Skinny, Not Fat podcast where he talked about, because remember, when the Quiet on Set doc came out, everybody was like, sir, don't you got some allegations of your own?
Right.
Well, he was on the Not Skinny, Not Fat podcast, and he talked about it. We're going to tell you what he said. I have some really strong opinions about this. I mean, I got strong opinions about everything, though. And lastly, we watch SNL. Everybody watches SNL, at least like a little bit. You see the clips online. This TikToker, y'all, she came up. I don't know what inspired her to wake up and choose violence this day, but she made a video where she basically trashed every person that's in the SNL cast. And she was like, none of y'all are attractive. Like, do they not hire cute people at SNL? And well, the worst part is that some of the SNL cast members responded to her being like, excuse me?
I love it.
I'll tell y'all what happened. All right. But I want to start with our girl, Gypsy Rose. Gypsy is single, Steph. This is crazy.
We, first of all, manifested this, obviously, on the show. If you go back.
We don't want to say we manifested a breakup. But
no,
like,
listen. I want the best life for Gypsy. She has really suffered in her life. And, like, I think she deserves to do whatever makes her happy. And I think clearly this makes her happy because she's choosing to do this. And I'm happy for her. I think she, like, needs to be, you know, free to do whatever she wants. I think getting into a marriage right away outside of, like, this is my opinion, getting into a marriage directly outside of coming out of jail when you've been there your whole adolescence, like, you should be alone just for, like, a little bit.
Yeah, so Gypsy Rose last week, she announced that her and her husband, Ryan Anderson, their post-prison fairy tale wedding, marriage, I'd say, is coming to an end. There's a lot of, like, speculation about why Gypsy and Ryan split up, but sources told us that, like, one of the main reasons why Gypsy was like, I need to get out of this is because Ryan had developed, like, a weird-ass, like, jealous tick where he would get a little jealous about her basically spending time anywhere that he wasn't at. So, like, she would go to her dad's house, which is, like, not that far from her current crib, and he would have an issue with it. Or, like, she would be hanging out with her sisters, and he would allegedly have an issue with it, according to sources. So, like, she just was feeling like jail, part two.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I feel like she, since she went through all of that, she deserves to be with the guy that's going to let her be free.
Mm-hmm. I like that, though. I mean, I feel like if you get into a marriage or a relationship and you realize it's not really working out like that, why not be like, yeah, I'm going to leave? Because one, Gypsy, you ain't getting any younger, and you already lost 10 years of your life, sis, so you kind of gotta go now.
No, I'm serious. I always believe that, like, you should, no matter how much you have invested, no matter what goes on, like, you should always leave if you feel like it.
All right, so the separation with Ryan happened.
I, like, am literally
and
dying.
And y'all.
Okay.
Hours later, days later, we saw Gypsy at a tattoo parlor with her ex-fiance, Ken.
Iconic.
Okay, the only thing that's, okay, we saw her at the tattoo parlor with Ken, and immediately we're like, oh, you know, she, like, you know, spinning the block. You know how you break up with somebody, and then you break up with your current significant other, and you're like, let me go see what so-and-so is doing.
100%.
So she tried to spin the block. She hardcore, she spun the block too damn hard, in my opinion, though. Like, you don't get back with your ex and then get a matching tattoo?
That's where, okay, love you so much. If she would have called me and said, do you think I should do this? I would have said no.
So if you're watching right now on a podcast, or watching, if you're listening right now on, like, audio platform, watch us on YouTube, TMZ Verify the Podcast. Look at these magic tattoos, y'all.
She should have consulted. And you know what? Maybe you know what? I'm not going to judge. I think, remember, the tattoo signifies something between her and Kevin.
Ken. And also, what does it signify? They got matching tattoos of a husky.
Their bond.
Oh, please.
That's what they said.
Oh, please, Gypsy.
Their bond.
You got to bond with everybody.
True love prevails. And she really did, like, remember, she mentioned several times in her documentary, I watched it, that she, like, Ken broke her heart.
How? Tell me how. I didn't watch the documentary, so tell us.
Ken, like, just kind of, like, seemingly, like, just distanced himself in a way when, like, the press got big.
Okay.
So?
But she went with Ryan, and now she's back to Ken.
Okay, if you look, never mind. I can't even say based off looks.
I have a question.
What?
Gypsy Rose allowed to have conjugal visits when she was in the slammer?
No.
Why not?
You know how many people have asked me this, by the way? No, you're not allowed to have sex in jail.
Since what? Yes, but...
No, you're not.
People be having conjugal visits all the time, Steph. You just made that up.
Google right now, can you have sex in jail?
Yes.
No.
I think you can have...
The men and women cannot.
No, you're making that up.
No, I'm not making it up.
Conjugal visits in jail.
Do you really think that you can come visit your wife in jail and have sex with her?
For prisoners in state custody, the availability of conjugal visits is governed by the law of the particular state. There are 4 states that currently allow conjugal visits. Those states are California, Connecticut, New York, and Washington. So
she wasn't there.
I was about to say, so, you're kind of right.
You know what? You know what? You're still wrong. Because she didn't live there. So, no, she didn't have sex in jail.
All right. So, where do we stand right now?
I think that if I had the past that Gypsy had, and now I was in jail half of like my if I had the situation that Gypsy had where I'm in jail for half of my adolescence and then I get into a marriage and I'm not happy, I'm immediately leaving because I need to see what's out there.
Right.
Ken also might not be the one. That's okay. I think she needs to date around. Like, she needs to see what it's like and, like, get her heart broken and, like, break someone else's heart. That's a part of life. She has a lot of catching up to do.
I feel like you need to sleep with at least, not even sleep with, I feel like you need to date at least, like, 5 people before you find a good one. And, like, she's only 2 people in. Like, and I mean, like, every, 1 out of every 5 people is good, is what I'm saying. Like, we've all dated a bunch of people in our lifetime, but we've only ever had, I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but, like, you only really have, like, a few really solid relationships. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, that's 1 out of every, like, 4 or 5 people I had to date to get, like, a good relationship.
But think about, like, middle school. Think about, like, high school when you have a crush and you're going to prom and, like, you have, you know, your first makeout at the football game or, like, what? She didn't have that. So she's making up for lost time, marrying right out of prison. Her parents even were, like, nervous about. And I can see why. She needs to experience life. And I'm so glad she is.
All right. Moving on. Any other thoughts on Gypsy Rose,
by
the way?
Okay, I think that she should be living her best life even more than Ken. I think you need to expand. I think you could be a top tier. You know, you did help with, I asked you to do a get ready with, I'm not sure if you're listening to me. I doubt it. But we said on the podcast, go back, roll the tape, that I wanted you to do a get ready with me. You did. So I would like you to be, you know, rolling around either like LA, New York with like a celeb. Pete Davidson, Tyga, something crazy, just for fun.
Okay.
Because she can.
Gypsy Rose, if you're watching this, come to LA.
We'll take you out.
All right, moving on to, I feel like this story never.
Like I'm so over it. Like, I just think that if anyone is hurting anybody, like, why are we doing this? And especially with, like, I'm just going to bring it up. The P. Diddy thing, like, so much is coming out right now. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just like, why are people so horrible? Stop molesting people. Stop hurting people.
Are you crimed out? What the hell is
I'm
happening?
I'm just, like, so confused on how, like, you wake up one day and, like, yeah, I'm doing this. And then you do it and then you just continue living. Like, absolutely. Turn yourself in. I'm, like, over it. Okay. I'm so done.
Okay, let me tell y'all the story now. So Drake Bell, he is the, obviously, from Drake and Josh, big Nickelodeon actor from back in the day. Drake was on that Quiet on Set documentary. He recently, this week, did an interview with the Not Skinny, Not Fat podcast, and he detailed the past abuse allegations against him. Like, the ones that were levied against him a while ago. And he said, you know, I was incredibly irresponsible and a bunch of other stuff. Let's play a little bit of what Drake said.
I responded on some DMs and was incredibly irresponsible and got myself into conversations that I shouldn't have had. And I ended up finding out that, you know, I was talking to someone I shouldn't have been talking to, and it snowballed into this, these allegations that were not true. And
okay, if he genuinely did not know how old she was, okay, I completely understand. I also think we need to take into account here that he was, like, obviously in a very, how do I say this, like, abusive situation as a child. So it could kind of mess with his brain a little. They say that happens. I don't know. I can't speak. But I think that we need to take all of these into account. But what I'm saying is I'm so through with the fact that because that happened to him, like, you know, it just is like a trickle effect of, like, bad things happening.
So Drake is basically referencing an incident in 2021 where he pled guilty to a felony charge of attempted child endangerment and a misdemeanor charge of disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. Here's my thing. Two things could be true. Like, you could have been a victim of child sexual abuse, but you could also have grown up to be a damn creep. And I don't think that those two things are isolated. Like, I listened to his whole explanation. I listened to the whole interview. I actually went back and watched older Drake Bell, like, clips and interviews of him kind of addressing this situation. And it's like, bruh, there is nothing in the world as a grown-ass man that would incite me to go and talk to a child. And, like,
entice.
You know what I mean. Help me out. You know what I mean. Okay. But, like, there is nothing in the world that, like, I would be like, I'm going to talk to a kid. And to be like, I didn't recognize how old this person was is a little, like, the oldest excuse in the goddamn book. And I'm not saying that Drake knowingly talked to somebody that was underage, but that is literally the number one defense that everyone has that gets caught up in these situations. You can look at someone. We got eyes. You can look and see that someone is a teenager, maybe like 18, 19.
Or ask for an ID. Are we in the Stone Age? Like, I'm just confused.
Ask.
No,
like,
because you need proof. Like, take a picture of her. If she looks young, like, let's say she's 20. 20-year-olds can look fucking young.
They can,
let's say you meet her at a bar. You wild, okay?
Right.
She's 20. You go, I don't know. You look really young. Take a picture with your ID. We're not in the Stone Age. This is not Flintstones. You have your phone. You have an ID. Like, that's what I'm saying by I'm over it. I'm over, like, the excuses, and I'm just over all these people that are suffering, including him. I'm sad that it happened to him. I'm sad that it happened to the girl that he was with. Just stop. Like, all of it.
So Drake went on to discuss and basically explain, like, I did have these conversations, and I took responsibility for that. And he goes on to say he ended up pleading guilty because just financially, he was devastated. He had just had a son. He didn't want to put his family through any of it. Basically, what Drake said is that he pled guilty to those charges to kind of get it over with so that, like, everybody can move on with their life, himself included, the alleged victim included. But it's I just don't think this is as cut and dry of, like, as he's trying to make it out to seem. Like, I feel like Drake Bell is on this thing of, like, well, I didn't really know. And, like, he did emphasize that there was no physical contact, which was one of the allegations that was initially levied against him. And he also emphasized that there was no, like, exchanging of photos or anything like that. And it's like, well, yes, sir, if you read the court documents.
Again, bare minimum.
Like,
okay, great.
Yeah, like,
yay! Like, I'm so happy you didn't do that. Like, stop.
But,
like,
you still were talking to a child.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm over it. We're not in the Stone. It is 2024. And at that point, it was 2021. And you know what? Even Nickelodeon's time, it was like the early 2000s. We had digital cameras. Take a picture of me and my ID. I'm over it.
Yeah, in 2021, Drake Bell was a full-grown adult.
We got to start being more responsible as men and women with, like, our decisions and not letting these cracks and holes come in between, like, you know, what the age and what you're doing and your decisions. Come on, you know, seal everything off. Be like, I know she's this age. I know this. I know that. I know I didn't touch her here. Like, I know I didn't touch him there.
Okay, just for additional context, I would like to play for y'all a flashback of Drake explaining this incident a few years ago.
No, you're
so right after, you know, right after all the drama happened and he, like, pled and
roll
everything. This is him. Roll the tape.
Hi, I'm Drake Bell. Not Drake Campana. Soy Drake Bell. Yo no soy Drake Campana. A lot of the news that you've been hearing, well, most of the news that you've heard recently is entirely false and wrong. I know that this has moved very quickly for you, but for me, it's been a 3-year thorough investigation into every false claim that has been made. And it's not me telling you that the claims are false, but the state of Ohio has proven the claims to be false. It was reckless and irresponsible text messages.
If y'all are wondering why he was speaking Spanish in the beginning of that video, it's because
he had like a Mexican era.
I was about to...
Can I say that?
Yes. He had it. We didn't. He was saying he was in.
Well, respectfully, he should not be saying he's not.
Yeah, bro. Like, but that was his Latino era. My initial thoughts still stand. Like, there's no reason to be talking to a child as a grown man.
Check receipts. Be intelligent. Thank you.
This TikTok popped up. We're moving on. This TikTok popped up, y'all, and it was... I don't know why people wake up on certain days and just choose to say...
Violence.
Messed up things. This TikToker, I don't even know. Her name is... looks like what? Jahelis. She is sparking a lot of drama online because she made a video and she basically dragged the entire cast of SNL, past and present, saying that there was no hot women on the show. Here's what she said.
Am I the only person who's ever noticed that SNL has never hired a, like, hot woman? And I want to be clear, I'm not saying that every single woman who has been a cast member of SNL is ugly. It's just that none of them have ever been, like, hot. They all just kind of have looks that eventually grow on you. I also feel like for humor with women, like, you have to be, for you to be considered funny, you have to be more funny than you are hot. And if you're more hot than you are funny, then it boils down to you just not being funny at all.
I think that SNL is messy regardless about like what's going on. Doesn't matter the topic, right? Okay. Their purpose is to be like a little bit messy. And okay. I think it feeds into their, I'm not saying it's right. I just think it feeds into their narrative of like having a really hot girl on there. This is what I think their argument is like, she's right. Like if a girl is hot, no one's going to think she's funny. Where I don't really think that's the case.
No, I don't think it is. I also don't really agree with this TikToker because like, there have been some, like, fine women on SNL.
Who?
You go name them.
Well, I'm just thinking.
Crickets.
I'm asking you. What do you think?
All right. Chloe Fineman is hot.
Okay.
Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
Cecily Strong, I think, is hot.
All right. That's three.
All right. Let me look at my list.
How long has SNL been around?
A long time.
Okay.
Tina Fey, if you're into that, is kind of hot.
Not if you're into that. Come on.
Well, you know what I mean.
If you have to say if you're into that, then her point is made. I'm dead. Like, if you have to say if you're into that when you're talking about a person's appearance, then no.
What about Maya Rudolph?
Yeah.
Kind of hot. And like a...
I think she's talking about the Emradas, like the Kate Upton's, the Margot Robbie's of like the pretty hot scale.
Oh, you're she's saying talking Kristen Wiig not pretty hot?
That's what she's saying.
Oh, I'm joking.
I'm just trying to start shit. Like, I'm so over these people that try to start shit.
No.
I can't. I just think that she's talking about the fact that there's no really, 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 really hot, like, conventionally attractive. You know, it's fucking 2024. Like, I don't know. You know?
No, let me not be oblivious. It is a thing where it seems like, and I don't know if this is like a unwritten rule in Hollywood, mm-hmm. but like, you almost never see, like, smoking hot comedians. And I think honestly on like both sides of the scale, like I don't really know that many dudes that are like, oh, he's so gorgeous. I mean, are there comedian dudes that are, like other than like Matt
Pete
Rife.
Davidson.
Like
he's ugly hot.
Yeah, I was about to say, y'all was not calling Pete Davidson hot before.
And you know what? I'm so also over the fact that like it's 2024. I've said that so many times in this episode. Uh-huh. It's 2024. You need to check receipts. And then also like it is okay to admit that like there's hotter people and then there's uglier people. That is mm-hmm. just a fact. I do not look in the mirror every day and think, oh my God, I'm the hottest person on the planet. Like there's just people that are like, you know, you just have to be honest with yourself, you know?
So, do you know of any hot men from SNL?
Pete Davidson. He's ugly hot.
I think, what's Scarlett Johansson's husband? Colin.
He's hot.
Colin.
But he's also, like, so annoying that it's like, yeah, you're hot, but like, you know?
Eddie Murphy was on back in the day. That's when he was, like, in his
he's
prime.
Cute.
He was, like, yeah. He was like, back in the day.
Again, we have to just be honest with ourselves here. This person is this
we
kind
go,
of hot.
But the other 90% of y'all, uggos.
Fake. Well, everyone's fake. You know what I mean nowadays? It's like, no, you're beautiful. You're like just as pretty as Kate Upton. It's like, no, you're not. Like, just be honest.
Okay.
I think that she has a point. There is none. But I also think that they should test out, like, something like this.
You know, people have said that about, like, us here.
That we're all ugly.
That we're all ugly.
I've seen that.
Why do they say that all the time? Why do y'all say that all the time?
Like, come on. It's true. Like,
why they look like that? And I'm like, because we wake up at 4 a.m. in the freaking morning.
Okay, that's also key. Like, if I got here at, like, 8, like, all the rest of you are, like, a 9 to 5.
Right.
I wake up at 4 in the morning. All of us in this room. Raise your hand if you wake up 4 in the morning. All of us.
All
like,
hands.
That's why we're ugly. And also, like, we're just not that conventionally hot.
We
got to be honest. Like, let's be honest. 2024, check.
2024 is our honesty
IDs,
here.
Check yourself.
I respect that.
I don't look like a model. Like, that's fine. But that's what I am.
All right. Well, we can't
I go, and neither do you.
Because I was not about to drag myself down.
You know what's so annoying about Wild?
I will literally be
like, no. Today, I literally go, oh my God, like, you did such a great, I won't say what, like, you did such a great job with this. Like, I can't believe, like, how talented you are. Mm-hmm. I never do that, by the way. Like, give him a compliment like that. And he goes, I don't know. I feel like you could have changed this. I'm like, shut up. Like, God, could it kill you?
So
just shut up. Like, shut up. Take a compliment. Sit down. Be quiet. Go think stuff.
You just called me ugly. Now you're telling me to take a compliment. What am I? Oh, I guess I'm ugly and
when
talented.
The compliments come, when the compliments come, take them. You know what I mean?
Anything else you want to get off your chest before we leave out of here?
Meanwhile, sitting across from each other has become a problem because I think that I stand up to talk to you now and, like, you bark and sit down. So you'll be like, Steph. And then I have to stand up and look at you. Branson? Do you agree?
Branson's our associate producer.
He sits next to Wild.
He doesn't have a mic, but Branson does not agree.
He agrees. He's shaking his head yes.
All right. Well, that's not what I was asking. I thought you had any actual news to talk about.
I'm really excited for Gypsy and, like, whatever she chooses, I support.
Stephanie and I are going to Coachella
yes.
next week. So if y'all are also going to Coachella.
Yes.
And y'all know.
And if you want to hang out with us, I'm down.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we down.
Stranger danger. I can't die if you're there. Like, I wouldn't meet up with a stranger on the internet by myself, but if
yeah,
you're
no,
there,
okay,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right. You get kill us both. You get two bodies for the price of
Coachella. No.
All right, we're getting out of here, y'all.
Bye, guys.
See y'all next week.